Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Ticket.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton, Bill?
Still off. He took the full week, nice. So he will not be back till Thursday. Thursday we'll be back in business. He'll be back. He'll be traveling tomorrow. Be back in the office, be back in the bank on Thursday.
Should you just stay at home?
Yeah, so it's no.
Come on, he's busy.
He's out. He's out and about. He's got some things going on. He's visiting some friends with Tamara.
He's got a lot of friends.
A lot of family.
Just saw the Kaser painting band go by.
Yes, go by. Jay Kaser painting. Yes. Brings us donuts, which we haven't had for a while, Jay, if you listen in on that.
Just saying, Kaser.
Just
come on, man.
We've not had donuts for a while. It's something to think about.
Jay balked at coming in and talking about changing Tom Osborne's tire at Home Depot.
Yeah, which is, again, just normal. Like, no, I don't talk about that. Whipped by, saw Coach Osborne, whipped over, changed the tire, got things put back in his car and drove off.
Chatted a little.
Thought nothing of it. Nothing of it. Yeah.
I could see why you don't want to come on and talk about your good deeds.
Yes.
It's not a good look. We can talk about
but
it.
But we were inviting him, though. It wasn't like he was trying to force his way on. Hey, can I tell you about the story about Osborne?
You
no.
Come on?
No.
Yeah,
we were trying to invite him to invoke the story here.
I get it, but I still think.
And when he told me the story like that, all he said was, hey, Coach Osborne says hello. That was it. It wasn't like, hey, you're not going to believe what happened to me today. No, it was like, hey, Coach Osborne says hello.
Changed his tire.
Yeah, changed his tire.
Jake, I still think to accept that invitation, no. I wouldn't do it.
Jake Kaser?
Yeah, Jay shouldn't do it. He made the right move.
Well. He made the right call.
He has an open invite here. If he wants to talk about it.
Painting. Talk about painting.
He can talk about it.
Just bring in some damn donuts.
Yeah.
You bring food in, we can talk. There's a rule here.
Sipple's injured with a thigh injury.
Yeah, he wanted to
use a donut.
I'm telling you, can see it through my jeans.
We wanted Bill to check it out.
I did not.
You did, too.
I did not.
You said I'd have you check it out, but it's my thigh.
But said, I've never asked to touch Sipple's thigh, so this everyone understands that
it's happening.
I know
here.
You didn't. Yeah. Nobody suggested that you did.
402-464-5685. Call or text as always. This is more of a question, not just about Nebraska baseball, because this is what happened to them. They obviously won the Big Ten tournament, and again, they were an 8 seed entering the tournament. They win it all, so they're going to a regional. In Chapel Hill. But in general, how much does a conference tournament title change the thoughts of a season? We've seen sometimes in college basketball, a surprise team that maybe wasn't a 7 or 8 seed run through the tournament and get the upset in the auto bid? And can 1 week change the entire perspective of what was a potentially disappointing regular season for Husker baseball or in any instance of a tournament that results in something like this to happen? How do you address that? And do you just forgive the regular season when you have an epic week in the postseason?
I don't know if the word forgive is right, but it 100 makes everything right again. I mean, it's Big Ten championship, won the tournament.
In this case,
it makes everything. It does, and they ended the season also strong, and so things were trending the right way.
They won 5 in a row to end the season.
So right now they're on 11 games. So what have they won?
No, they've won 9 in a row in the Big Ten tournament.
No, I know that, but they won how many in the Big Ten tournament?
4.
4. Okay, yep. And prior to that, so
they won 5 in a row overall. Got it.
No, I'm confused.
They beat Purdue 2 out of 3, right?
Okay, I got you.
They lost the second game. They're on a 5-game win streak right now.
They're on a 5-gamer, Bill. They finished the season really strong. They won 6 of their last 7 series. If that helps.
Big Ten championship changes everything. Mm-hmm. Now, because if they even lose, they're not going. In theory, probably they knocked Iowa out.
They did. Yep.
They knocked Iowa out.
I was on the bubble.
Iowa would have got in if Nebraska loses to UCLA. Nebraska's not getting in. They had to win it.
If you just focus on Nebraska, there's no question it changed the narrative dramatically. Because I mean, just what Bill said in the previous segment. If that guy catches the ball, Nebraska doesn't finish over 500. They don't make the NCAA tournament. They barely make the Big Ten tournament, and they lose in the first round. No, the conversation is dramatically different. Now, just 4 wins later.
The whole offseason, miserable.
I would say so. Yeah.
Somewhat miserable. Yes.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Now it's like, just imagine that. Will Bolt walks by here. They catch the pat. They catch the Michigan State catches it. It's like normal people just walk, oh, there's Will Bolt.
Yeah.
Oh, who's that? The Swill Bowl just won the Big Ten.
Yeah, you don't want to talk to him because he's a good guy, but it's kind of like
incredible person. Yeah.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
Now what's up, Will?
Yeah.
You're the man.
A little pep in the step.
Yeah. So everything changes. Life changes off a couple little breaks of things that happen. You can't imagine it.
I know. It is really profound in this case. I don't know overall, Jake. That's like I always say. It's case by case in sports. So I don't know if you could make a sweeping generality on this, that if you make a run in your postseason tournament that all is forgiven all the time. I don't know about that. In this case, it seems like that's it. But think about the league tournament in baseball, how beneficial it was to not only Nebraska, but Creighton. Creighton's not in without winning
the tournament. Yeah,
probably not. Creighton's weird.
They're a 3 seed.
Creighton won 21 of its last 23 games this year. Creighton, 21 of them. But
they're the only Big East team to make it.
But, Bill, if they don't win the tournament, I don't think they're in. The NCAA baseball, you better be in the ACC, the SEC, or the Big 12. Because there's only 8 at-large bids besides that. There's only 8 left over. You want to be in one of those conferences. I hate to say that, but it's sort of true. See what I'm saying? There's only 8 at-large bids outside of those conferences. The ACC, the Big 12, and the SEC. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know how many at-large bids there are overall, but those teams gobble them up. You see what I'm saying?
But it's not written in stone. That
it's not written 8 in stone, okay. No.
You made it sound as if it was.
No, it's not written.
It's just a rule.
But yeah, there were this year only eight. Well, yeah, there's only 8 this year. But anyway, Creighton, the league tournaments, you can say they're a waste, but they weren't for Nebraska and Creighton. I mean, they needed them.
Very impactful. And for Nebraska.
Very impactful.
Well, you look to this weekend. Again, you're thrilled you won the Big Ten. Now you're thinking, what's the goal? Obviously, the goal is to win the regional
in
advance.
That's scary right now.
You're the 3 seed.
Yeah.
But you go to Chapel Hill. You play in Oklahoma game 1. You did it right against the ace pitcher of Michigan State, the game we got lucky in. Nebraska got lucky in. Well,
they did against the Michigan State ace and the Oregon ace.
Correct.
So they can beat the Oklahoma ace. Oklahoma, again, they're a sub-500 team in the SEC.
Oklahoma was very – it was really dicey if they were getting in.
Really?
That was the word this morning driving in. They were going, hey, listen, It was pins and needles was the exact word said, whether they were even getting into the tournament. So
in Nebraska, you don't want them right now. You don't want Nebraska right now.
Right now you're going like, okay, this is great. Exactly. This is great.
You're OU.
Yeah, their last, whatever, like I said, 10 games, they've won like nine.
Yeah, they're on a heater. They're very confident. If you watch the games at all, which Jake was there, you saw, God, Bill's big on body language. Mm. I watched the body language on Saturday, Sunday. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're trouble right now. Now, some of that is, okay. Let's face it.
They're scoring early. It's huge.
That's
first,
it.
First and second, yeah. Any runs is massive.
But also, your body language is helped by the fact you're basically playing in your home field. They're playing in front of 8,000 people and then 15,000 people. Now, how will it be when they're not? Will their body language still be good? I don't know.
Maybe, I think so.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Oh, it'll be a tight game against Oklahoma. I bet it'll be like a 4-3 type game.
And you just don't – I know they have them, but no one freaks out as much in baseball. If Nebraska would win this regional, it's a story. Mm-hmm. It's not an insane story. It really isn't.
They've done it before.
I mean, it's just because time. I mean, it's been a while. You just hear of things. I mean, more baseball upsets, crazy things happen all the time. Like I said, the one seed in softball, the overall one, went down. A&M went down. So it can happen.
Was it 08 the last time, Sip? Or is that too?
This is not good for the stool that we can't say when the last time Nebraska's been in a super regional. It's been a long time, though. You think it was 08?
I think it's 2008.
I didn't look it up yesterday. I was doing other things.
Breakers. 464-5685.
It's been a long time since they've been in a super regional. And I covered it, can't remember when it was. So it's been a long time.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So long, I don't remember. How about that?
I mean, they had the impressive showing in Fayetteville. That was the regional, though, when they lost to Arkansas. And Schwellenbach was awesome in that series. But Nebraska loses just close to Arkansas at the end. That was a regular regional. It wasn't a super. Mm-hmm. It has been a long time for Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What a job by Will Bolt.
Oh, God.
I think it's incredible. Incredible job by him.
Held the team together,
Held
right?
the team together. Could have just held it together.
And it wasn't, I want to emphasize something, it wasn't like they just came out of nowhere to win the Big Ten tournament. Yes, they were an 8 seed, but they had won 6 of their last 7 series. They've been playing pretty well.
Pretty well.
They started off with the injuries to Luke McConaughey. Mason Big Lake McConaughey. Had some injuries. And remember, guys, they had to go right out to start the season to USC and UCLA and didn't do well on the West Coast. Started 2-7 in the league.
That was rough.
Yeah. And then, so it was kind of a battle to get to 500 the whole year. And a couple points here, kind of you wrote them off a little bit. So what Bill's is saying is right. You kind of wrote them off, but they didn't write themselves off.
I just can imagine sitting around just as a staff going like, he dropped the ball. Now we're in regionals. We're Big Ten. Here's the difference. Okay, let's just say that you end up being a team that finishes second in the Big Ten tournament, and you make the NCAA tournament. You go to regionals. That's cool. You don't get called back. 10 years from now, this team will get called back. They'll come out. They'll be on the field. They'll have a big deal. They'll have their Big Ten championship rings on, and it's a big deal. It's a big deal. They have a conference championship, and that's a big deal. If you just come back, finish second, you end up going to you end up going to the NCAA tournament and you lose in regionals.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. You're not like no one's like losing their mind. When you have a championship.
Yeah.
Championship. Because that would be, if you think back right now, what is the thing that, that is you know, eluding football? Was it 98? Is that the last year?
Of what?
For the last
conference title?
Conference title. 99?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that?
Yeah. Yes. 99.
Is, yeah. 99. Mm-hmm. So that's a long
99.
Time.
99.
That's a long time.
99.
So now you've had the baseball team has
that
a
depressing.
Has regular season championship, two conference. If they won more than that, they're more than the two. I wasn't here.
Under Will, they've won two. They definitely won a conference title with Erstad. Don't know.
If oh no, they, the Big 12 they won, correct? In the Big 12 they won.
Well, sure,
yeah, absolutely. Obviously. But my point is like that. In the Big 10, that's pretty incredible.
Yes, yeah. Will has won back to back Big 10 tournaments. He also has a regular season title. Yeah,
that's the difference.
I know
he has the regular season title in there. That means he did it for the whole year, and it didn't just have a one off. Because right now, you said you can have a one bad game, and all of a sudden everything's just over.
Mm-hmm. No, I got you. No, Will's resume just looks a lot different right now just because of what just happened. If you only make the NCAA tournament two times in 5 years, that's not probably what you want, right? Yeah. But three times in 5 years, okay, we'll take that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now, I think about this for basketball for a second. A program that has had very minimal success. One conference, they won the tournament title, what, 96? Is that right?
About that.
Big Eight, was that Big Eight or was Big
Piekowski?
It's 100% Big Eight.
They've won Big Eight in Kansas City. They've won the conference tournament one time. Now, if that team ever were to go on a run and win the Big Ten tournament, it'd be pandemonium here.
Pandemonium.
Yes. Be chaos. I would lead the chaos probably.
Could you imagine
parade down the street?
Imagine what would he wear? The quarter zip.
Oh yeah, you know what you want.
Come in with the quarter.
The juvenile one.
The juvenile quarter zip. He'd come in.
Uncontrollable.
It'd be uncontrollable. Jake Sorensen would
be peacocking around here.
He would be. That would be unbelievable.
Mm. Yeah, well, maybe
I can dream though. I can dream.
100% you can dream. But Will doesn't dream.
No, he just does it.
Rob Childress, Will Bolton.
Really bums me out about ESPN Plus.
I don't
have the ability to get ESPN Plus.
You have the ability.
It'll be hard for me. That'll be a hard one.
I know. Me too. I gotcha. I don't know what to do on that.
Or you got to pay for Peacock. We got to pay for ESPN Plus now to get
what,
games.
What do you think
there.
That is?
Phil, if you're having the game, let us know.
What would you say?
I looked it up the other day because Nebraska softball was still on ESPN Plus, but there's something else on ESPN2 prior to it. I was trying to look
$5.95?
No, I think more than that. It was like $12-13 a month, I thought. It was not cheap at all.
No, thank you. And so what So what do? You get it and then cancel it?
I didn't see the terms of how long you have to have it for. If it's just 1 month and you're done, I don't know.
Can we get the game on radio?
That's
my question.
Yes, you can. 100%. Ben McLaughlin and the gang.
Yes, Nick Handley.
Nick Handley.
They'll call it for the Husker Sports Network.
Okay. And they're good. So just that's probably the route you take.
That'll be the route I take.
Is there a tracking device you can do it on?
I bet there is.
A phone, you mean?
Yes, a phone.
What else besides a phone do you track?
Oh, no, you don't. You know what you do? You track the beat writers. The beat writers give you the play-by-play. That's what you
do. If you guys want, I'll ask Rick. If I can get Rick, post Rick McManigal's from Rick McManigal's number, he'd be glad to probably update people.
I want
maybe I'll just go up to Lynch.
Yeah, up to Lynch. He's
up to Lynch with my computer. Set by McManigal.
McManigal.
What's the update?
Yes.
East Lincoln was.
Sit by him.
Wes says if you have Hulu, ESPN Plus comes with that, apparently. That is news to me.
Wait a second.
Per East Lincoln West?
I do have Hulu.
And you're going to update us then.
Yeah, well, I'm in business,
Can someone confirm that East Lincoln West says if you have Hulu, ESPN Plus comes with it? Hulu. That is surprising to me.
I wonder if he's right about that.
Corey Lincoln says there's a package with Hulu that has Disney and ESPN Plus. It's like $12 a month. I might be grandfathered into that, he says.
Now we're getting mixed. Because East Lincoln West says it's part of it. Corey says there's a package
bundle. It's a package. You got to pay extra for it then.
Imagine someone sitting down and talking to me about bundling something. What are the odds of me?
I won't deal with it.
Imagine me trying to figure that one out. Okay, we can bundle this. Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah, that's just
not doing it.
OG Breaker says if you have Disney Plus and Hulu, you have ESPN Plus.
Okay.
There's so many different things happening right now. Which one is it?
I know.
Just call Rick McManigle, and he will update you on his with a text message.
Turn on
what's
A&M
going.
Radio. Just turn on your truck. I mean, you'll be fine.
Sanderson says, correct. You'd avoid all problems by going to the truck. Sanderson says he has Hulu, and he has it. So I'm guessing he's got the bundle, though. Sanderson.
Just Sandy weighing in?
Sanderson's got Hulu. He can watch the game on ESPN+.
Sandy's weighing in this morning. Yeah. Heyman, East Lincoln West, Corey. Wow. Wow. Those are all. Talk about statues.
What a weekend. What a weekend.
The guys are back. We're back for the duration of the week, right?
Yes.
We'll all be here till Friday.
Yes, we will.
You'll be here?
Yes, I'm here the yes. whole week.
Dr. Love will be in
the studio. Shop. Yes.
I'm here the whole week.
Third Dr. person. Love will be Dr. Love, really appreciate your questions.
Third person.
Hold it. Did you just talk in third person? I just kind of got locked up there. I don't know what happened and took
that
off.
That needs to keep happening.
Dr. Love started talking in third person. God, that was amazing.
Before we get to break,
I want to hear Dr. Love talk in third person way more.
No. I do. He might make an appearance.
Okay, thank you.
There's a chance.
And Dr. Love needs to appear at Ruhlmann's on June 25th.
Are we going to have one
question?
We'll have one segment. We'll talk to Rick. Maybe we have a couple come up and get a little couch.
Yeah.
And just come up and talk to us about some things they're going through.
We can do that.
It's going to have to happen. It's required.
Have a red couch.
Red couch, yes.
Yeah, a red couch.
Phil, let us know.
On a platform, a raised platform. And then you can get into that weird voice.
Maybe have the question, maybe have you read it.
Okay.
Have you be the one. Have a little note card.
That's a good idea.
This is Dr. Love.
This is Tom and Patty, and they're going through some things.
Yes. Let's address this, Dr. Love. Dr. William Love.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear. In IT, are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, God. God almighty.
Shiver down the spine. Don't want that. Now, if you want to avoid being hacked, there's a way to do that. You call our
Ransom.
Friend, Applied Connective Technologies. They're in all 93 counties of the state with a 99% retention rate. They handle all things IT, cybersecurity, and more. It's a one-stop shop. So stop looking around and go to Applied Connective Technologies. Applied.
Why would you look around?
I don't know why you would. AppliedConnective.com. Free consultation. That is a you problem.
It's a you problem.
Free consultation. AppliedConnective.com.
Can you imagine when all of a sudden you get that email for like, hey, we've hacked in and here's the ransom number. And it's like, hang on a second. All of a sudden Will says, you just shoot a little message off to Will. It's handled. How about that one?
Jeez.
How great would you feel?
That good?
Imagine sitting there just telling everybody, calm down for about 2 or 3 minutes. Will's been notified. Will will handle it, and we'll be back up and running. If you guys want,
small fee.
If you guys want, get a cinnamon roll, get some coffee, come back to your desk. Everything will be great. Will's got it.
God wants ransom.
Yeah. Joke.
AppliedConnective.com. By the way, Phil Ruhlmann chimes in on YouTube. Says,
no way. Yeah. No
Don't you love it, Ruhlmann's? Red couch? We can do that.
All right, here
Making
we go.
Things happen. Here.
Things just got real. Things got real. And it sold out.
It is
in
sold
two
out.
Days. Sold out.
Listen to Phil.
Yeah.
Phil, thanks again. Phil, thanks. You're listening. Thanks again for your treatment of Trips.
Well, Phil, let us know. I think Phil be meeting people at the door.
You know he will.
I bet he will.
It's a great ambassador.
Yeah.
It's a great ambassador. A red couch. I envision a red love seat, just two seater, velvety red.
Velvet for sure. If it's not velvet, I'm not doing it.
Okay, Doctor.
Well, when we come back, is James Franklin a traitor to Penn State? Discuss that next in Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Midwest Bank on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.